Trump attacks drive first black head of the Smithsonian Institution into retirement. Lonnie Bunch says the decision has been made with very mixed emotions. Lonnie Bunch, the first black secretary of the Smithsonian Institution, has announced that he will retire from the role. It comes after a turbulent year during which President Donald Trump attempted to reshape how American history is presented across the organization's museums and wider cultural bodies. Bunch, who took up the role in 2019, said in a statement issued Tuesday that he will stand down at the close of the year. He said the decision had been made with very mixed emotions and heartfelt gratitude. The decision follows a White House report published 2 months ago that attacked officials at the Smithsonian Institution, particularly within the National Museum of American History, describing them as untrustworthy radical activists. The report prompted fears that Trump intends to replace them. The review by the White House Domestic Policy Council claimed that the institution failed to present historical events in a way that is inspiring, unifying, and worthy of our great republic. Bunch rejected the report, saying it was not a fair characterization. In July, Trump issued an executive order that the Smithsonian Museum of American History post signs telling visitors its exhibits are presenting inaccurate information. Smithsonian leadership does not present American history as a shared national inheritance to be taught and celebrated, but instead views American history as a prime tool to advance ideas of social justice and the radical transformation of our society, Trump wrote in the executive order. And in late August, the administration threatened to cut federal agency support for the Smithsonian. A letter sent to the institution's governing board, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum and White House Domestic Policy Council Director Vince Haley, wrote that government agencies cannot in good conscience continue to support the Smithsonian under current leadership by, for example, loaning artifacts for exhibits, enabling procurement processes, and making discretionary grants. The correspondence alleged that the institution may have breached anti-discrimination laws because of its diversity practices. Trump cannot easily remove executives at the Smithsonian, unlike his swift intervention at other prominent Washington arts venues, such as the Kennedy Center, where an allied board appointed him chair. Because the Smithsonian functions independently of the executive branch, individual museum directors answer directly to Bunch. He in turn reports to a board of regents comprising Vice President J.D. Vance, Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, members of Congress from both parties, and citizen regents. Paying tribute, Roberts, in his capacity as Smithsonian Chancellor, said that Bunch had pursued excellence in the telling of our nation's story. Requests for comments sent to the White House were not immediately returned. Join our commenting forum. Join thought-provoking conversations, follow other independent readers, and see their replies. Comments. Bookmark popover. Removed from bookmarks.